Forgiveness is central to Christian life, but it is often misunderstood in conflict. Some people think forgiveness means pretending the harm did not happen. Some think forgiveness means immediate reconciliation. Some think forgiveness means trust must be restored right away. Some think forgiveness means there should be no consequences. Peacefire Ministry must handle forgiveness with biblical clarity and pastoral care. Ephesians 4 calls believers to forgive one another as God in Christ forgave us. Forgiveness is rooted in the gospel. We release vengeance to God. We refuse bitterness as our master. We ask Christ to free us from the trap of offense. But forgiveness does not erase wisdom. Forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation. Reconciliation requires truthful engagement from both sides. It usually requires repentance, changed behavior, and time. Forgiveness is not the same as restored trust. Trust is rebuilt through demonstrated faithfulness. Forgiveness is not the same as restored access. There may be situations where a faithful boundary or firebreak remains necessary. Forgiveness is not the same as avoiding consequences. A person can be forgiven and still need accountability, restitution, discipline, legal consequences, or restricted access. The Peacefire Coach Minister helps people distinguish these categories. One helpful question is, what part of this belongs to forgiveness and what part belongs to wisdom, safety, repair, or accountability? Repair is also important. Repair goes beyond saying, "I'm sorry." Repair asks what was damaged and what faithful action can begin to address it. Repair may include confession, apology, restitution, changed patterns, accountability, patient listening, or accepting consequences. A good apology is specific. It names the wrong. It avoids excuses. It shows concern for the person harmed. It asks for forgiveness without demanding it. It accepts that trust may take time. For example, "I was wrong to speak harshly in that meeting. I embarrassed you in front of others. I am sorry. I want to ask your forgiveness. I also understand that I need to rebuild trust by handling disagreement differently." That apology is very different from, "I'm sorry you felt hurt." Repair also needs follow-up. One conversation rarely heals everything. A Peacefire Ministry practice should help people plan the next step after the first step. Follow-up may ask, "What did you do? What happened? What did you learn? Where did wildfire appear again? What helped you stay in Peacefire? Is more confession needed? Is a firebreak needed? Is outside help needed? What is the next faithful step?" Sometimes repair begins and grows. Sometimes the other person refuses. Sometimes the situation becomes clearer and requires referral, pastoral care, counseling, legal help, or a safety plan. The minister must not guarantee reconciliation. The minister helps the person remain faithful. Romans 12 calls believers, as much as it depends on them, to live at peace with all people. That phrase is honest. It recognizes that peace does not depend only on one person. So Peacefire Ministry teaches both hope and realism. We hope for forgiveness, repair, reconciliation, and restored fellowship. But we also tell the truth, respect safety, honor boundaries, and trust God with what we cannot control. This week, build your repair conversation preparation tool. Help people prepare not only what to say, but how to follow through. In Christ, repair is not a performance. It is a path of humble obedience, truth-shaped love, and renewed reliance on the peace fire of God's presence.